Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer, talking Choice Select Spread in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Wholesale box beef prices give us insight into beef demand further down the pipeline, closer to the consumer. Recent days, we've had prices for the choice beef above $2.50 a pound. Very strong beef demand being seen there compared to a year ago, for example. And Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Extension Livestock Market Economist, says that choice select spread that we quote on a regular basis has been an eye-popping $30 a hundredweight or more in recent days. The difference between choice and select may well be at its peak here for 2017.
It was 30, almost 31 the week before, but I will highlight that's a very wide choice select spread. It's very common that from roughly end of February, early March, we increase the choice select spread until about this time of year, sometimes all the way up to the 4th of July, but usually sometime in June is when that spread peaks. We're right on track for that. Last year, we peaked this week, so maybe this is going to be the peak in that cycle. But what I think is almost more informative than just the fact that we have a very strong choice select spread, which on balance is good because that's a quality signal, a demand signal for quality, if you like. I think breaking that down by primals briefly is very important. So most will know we've got rib, chuck, round, loin, brisket, plate, and flank information that goes into that composite cutout. And what I want to call our attention to is trends versus last week and, more importantly, last year on those primals. And I'm just going to pull out two of them to make my point here, is the total cutout is up 13% compared to a year ago. That's a big reason prices are a lot higher than we were anticipating 4 months ago. We should all remember that. But that's being driven by several primals, but I'm going to call out the rib. So rib cutout is up 19% compared to a year ago. All the other primals are up at least 17%, except for the loin. Loin is down 2%. So it stands out like a sore thumb on why loin demand, and particularly the choice select spread on loin, has not, quote unquote, kept up with the other primals. And I don't have a magic solution for that. I would just highlight that is an unanswered question that needs to be answered at some point, because if loin had been keeping up, we'd have even stronger cutout values and therefore higher fed cattle values. I'm not exactly sure why that's occurring. It is on my, you know, tough figure out list here. But I will highlight that is a drag, if you like, in the broader demand context. That is being offset some by the strength on the rib side and so forth. So I want to give credit to the rib and the other primals that go into this. But the loin is a bit of a drag, that parts of these primals are impacted by trade more than others. There's a whole host of things that are embedded in that. But I think it's important that we understand the very wide choice select spread on balance is good, but it's being driven by parts of the carcass, not all of the carcass.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Glenn Tonzer with some Monday morning comments. Now, we do have Monday evening data on that choice select spread now to look at, and it has slipped just a bit. We're now at $28 of a premium of choice over select. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.